You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. Dollar spot. Okay, it's that time of year. I'm getting asked a few questions about dollar spot programs. And we have had a very warm June to date on the back of some pretty stressed turf with the cold April and the cold May. So here we are, 18th of June 2021. And the weather has broken. We've had thunderstorms, got loads of rain. As I look outside, it's taken me a while to record this because the rain has been coming down so hard, you wouldn't have actually heard what I've been saying. My garden is flooded, and I would imagine there are a lot of golf courses around the country in a very similar position. So we've got turf that took a little while to get going. We have stress turf from the additional heat, and then we have now dumped a load of rain on it. So we've got leaf wetness going on and highly likely a load of humidity to follow that. So that all adds up to a dollar spot challenge, and I have been asked a few questions about that, so I'm going to take some of this back to basics for you. So what is dollar spot? Well, it's easily identified by the lesions on the leaf. They're pale, kind of bleach color, and they're bound at either end by darker reddish brown band separating the affected tissue. It evolves into kind of small dollar spot, dollar size, hence the name, spots of bleached turf that can often occur on closely mown grasses. I tend not to see it so much on green, see it a lot on kind of tees and approaches on those kind of areas. It's slightly less maintenance, don't get daily maintenance, so don't have the dew removed. And these spots can coalesce to form large areas of affected turf. In dewy mornings, you might see some white mycelium on it, which will disappear as the leaves dry. And in the afternoon, it looks quite dry and bleached. In the morning, you can see this really fluffy white fuzz around it. Now, I guess sometimes it could get confused for a bit of leather jacket damage. Maybe you confuse it for pitch marks, probably not. It's quite distinctive when you see it. So where do we see it? Well, we see it on any area of turf, but like I said, generally that kind of intermediate cut, that medium level of maintenance, tees, approaches, stuff like that. But you can see it in greens as well. Bowling greens is another area that is highly susceptible to it. Love fescue. So fescue dominant swards are very much at high risk. You can get it in perennial, but it's generally fescue dominant swards that I see it in. So when are we likely to see dollar spot? Well, during the summer months when the daytime temperatures are above 20 degrees and we've got humid or kind of thundery conditions, that can really encourage an outbreak. Just like heavy dews, if we're sitting damp for long periods of time, that makes the sward even more susceptible. If you are low fertility, which the kind of fescue dominant guys tend to be, then you are even more at risk. There's a great tool called Smith-Kern's model, which is brilliant for predicting damage and looking at times to treat. And I've put some links to some really useful stuff in the blog there for you to have a look at. And so what are the effects? Well, the spots kind of reduce the aesthetic appeal of the turf. And for areas such as greens can really impact the putting surface and the ball roll. On longer areas such as tees, playability may not be affected so much, but kind of divot recovery and general turf health can be impacted. High risk situations, what are you looking for? Well, heavy morning dews is a big issue due to the leaf moisture. Daytime temperatures are 20 degrees or over. Really low fertility situations. Low cutting heights will stress the plant and make it more susceptible. High levels of humidity, fescue dominant swards, and slow growing turf. If you've got high levels of thatch in there as well and you're holding more moisture, then it's highly likely you're going to put yourself at higher risk. So if you've got dry soils, moist thatch, that is a perfect recipe. Be careful about irrigation. It's something to think about. You want to be looking maybe deep and infrequent, if at all possible, to flood the root zone rather than allowing things just to sit in that thatch on a regular basis. Air movement is critical to this. If we can get those surfaces drier a bit quicker, I used to see at a golf club I managed, we had, I think it was on the 18th tee, which was always the last one to get mown, so it would sit a lot wetter. And there was just this one kind of shadow cast later in the year from this one tree there, and you could almost see the silhouette of that tree in dollar spot, just where it sat dewy for a much longer period of the day. Times like that, I wish I'd taken some decent photos, but there you go. Soil compaction is an issue. Again, all good practice, a good aeration, that will really help too. Look to overseed with more resistant cultivars. Overseeding is always tricky. I'm not saying move away from fescue. You can look to more and better resistant cultivars of that species. If it's a real big problem for you, then maybe look to other species to integrate with it. And you can regularly look to green cast to identify periods of high risk. Personally, in this situation, I would look to the Smith-Kearns model as well and really understand that. Now, from a fungicidal point of view, once we're outside of those cultural practices, Instrata Elite is very effective on dollar spot. And preventative applications should be targeted around these warm, humid periods of the summer. So the next question I get is, right, how can we build a program? Now, when we're looking at these things, what I try to do is establish the risk first. So ask yourself, have you seen dollar spot on your site before? Yes or no? Are you fescue dominant? Are you in a mild area of the country? So you are sitting in an area where you're seeing prolonged periods of mild, warm temperatures. Do you see high levels of humidity, sustained humidity on this, on your site? And if the answer to those questions is yes, then you need to then start thinking about your tolerance level. How much of this disease are you prepared to tolerate? You know your clubs, you know your situations, you know what you are prepared to tolerate. If you have a zero tolerance, then we need to think about this differently to if you're prepared to put up with it. So if you're prepared to tolerate some dollar spot and in your area you don't see high humidity, but it doesn't hang around, and you don't have a fescue dominant sward, then you'll probably be absolutely fine by delivering cultural controls like removing dew properly, increasing nutrition, overseeding with resistant cultivars, controlling thatch. All of those measures will probably be enough if you're not high risk and you're prepared to accept a little bit. Now, if that alone doesn't offer you enough, then the integration technology like HiCure, which is an amino acid which can help reduce stress, will help put the plant in a stronger position, and Rider as well to protect it from UV light and to keep you in a stronger place. Now, Rider does also have the added benefit of masking, because dollar spot does tend, when it takes the plant out, you do tend to keep some leaf structure and some leaf integrity, so you can mask it very well to hide it from your golfers and your customer with Rider. So integrating those into your program during the summer stress period will help relieve that stress, keep the plant healthier long enough to withstand a little bit more of that pressure. However, if you're on a high pressure site and you've got high fescue content, you've traditionally seen it, and you're in high humidity, you are certainly at risk. And that pretty much sums up Devon and Cornwall. We get a lot of calls from that area of the country because it is a really strong environment for growing these fescue dominant swards. We sit in very nice temperatures all year long. We never get ridiculously hot. We very rarely get cold, but we do sit quite humid. Now, that's an advantage for a lot of the time. But when it comes to dollar spot, they are the key drivers to this problem. So we have in that situation, if we've got a low tolerance and you're not prepared to accept it at your club, but you're in a high risk situation, then you want to make sure you've got some Instrata Elite on your shelf. And I would recommend you download from the website, from the blog, a spreadsheet that has the Smith-Kearns model formula in there, and then start logging your minimum temperature, your maximum temperature, and your humidity. And it does a great job of explaining it. And there's a link on there to some of the American universities, and they do a much better job of explaining that model than I possibly can. So I suggest you go and look at it. Now, what the model will do is it will kind of work out a pressure threshold for you, and they recommend first preventative application at 20% pressure. Now, we've just gone into that period through a lot of areas of the South. Look to the commencement of pressure to start your program. Now, that program also recommends that we then apply every 28 days through the sustained pressure period. Now, 28 days, I think, is a little bit wide for the fungicides we have in the UK. As you'll be aware, a lot of the American fungicides do have higher levels of active ingredient in them. So I personally would recommend 21 days if you are in a zero tolerance and that's your true objective and you are in a high pressure area when you're in those sustained pressure periods. Now, Instrata Elite is going to need some support because some of those areas may need two or three fungicides throughout the period of the summer to keep this completely at bay. So you have to look to some of our competitors for that and have a look at the labels and talk to your supplier about building some good programs for you. Put a plan together and watch the model. It is increasingly important in turf grass management. If we want to have a zero tolerance approach to this, we need to be ahead of the game. So get yourself a plan, write it down, look for those pressure periods, and I would suspect that pressure has now just started. If we look at a Smith-Kern's model for the last, since the 1st of April, which I've put again on the blog, you'll see that around the 10th of June, we started to go into that 20% fresh pressure. We started seeing temperatures rise, we started seeing humidity rise, and we are now in that period. We've now had this storm and all of this rain, and I suspect that is going to be enough to trigger some disease activity. I suspect it's going to trigger dollar spot. I suspect it's going to trigger anthracnose, and I suspect it will trigger, some fusarium around the country as well. So get your plans in place, have a real look at it, have a look at the blog and pull some of those resources off, have a good read for yourself. But if there is a take-home message, it's get yourself in a position to apply as soon as we're through this little wet period if you're in high-risk situation and you have a zero tolerance. Right, take care of yourselves. Hope you come through this rainfall well, and it's fallen at the right time for you, and the sun comes back out next week, and we have all got some nice healthy turf to manage. Stay safe. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.